Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third and footlong show here on Planet FM 104.6. Good evening, DT.
Good evening, Darren. How are we?
I am good, thank you. How was your weekend?
It was very good. It was very good. Can't really remember what I did, but that's probably a sign of a good weekend.
That is a very good sign of a weekend if you can't remember anything that you were doing.
What were you up to in the weekend?
I was hosting a few shows and a free shout out to the Covert Theatre.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the home of quality improvised comedy.
And that's just because we're there as well.
That's right. That has a lot to do with it. That's a free shout out. We might have to send them an invoice after the show.
Yep, I think so.
So I have to start off tonight's show with probably the biggest news of the week, and I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
What are you talking about, Darren?
I am talking about the last episode when we released what you beautifully named the Roast Rankings.
Oh, and, well, has it not gone down well?
It has. Well, I have seen some interesting comments online, and to the point that I even put a poll out because it became such a contentious issue.
What's the poll results? Is that what I'm going to ask you?
Well, we're going to leave the poll results. I don't think we're finished with this yet because there's still comments coming in. There's still votes coming in. I never thought that us just innocently talking about food on a sports show was going to lead us down this rabbit hole.
Well, it has. And did we talk about roast rabbit? No.
No, but I can tell you something. And I'll cover the comments in a minute. You know that you've got a contentious issue about roast meat when a vegan appears in the chat.
And what was their take? Roast vegetables?
Roast potatoes.
Actually, duck fat roast potatoes are pretty bomb.
It is. It was interesting because there was also a comment that actually a true roast is measured on the quality of the potatoes.
I've never heard that one, but that sounds very British.
It was a very British thing. The whole thing is kind of British, right?
Yeah, well, it's roast.
And we both have British links, so.
Yeah.
But I want to walk you through what was going on. If anyone's actually tuned in to listen to the NFL, we are actually going to get there in a minute. But we are also a food show, and if anyone knows me and DT, we are partial to a bit of food. But these roast rankings really have kind of taken the place by storm.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. Matthew Alexander, this is hilarious. Hypothetically, duck will be the best. However, I haven't had duck before.
Wait, so Peking duck pancakes, which is theoretically roast duck, are fantastic. I could put away 20 of them easily. How about you?
Oh, without doubt. Absolutely. Well, let me precursor this, right? So the last episode went out.
And then Darren messaged me an hour afterwards.
I thought nothing of it. And then about 2 days, on the way home, I texted you and went, I can't believe this, but I've forgotten roast duck, right?
And you said it was your favourite, but you eat it one day a year, so I don't know how that's your favourite.
Because it's so special. And I thought nothing of it. I thought, that's gone. It's dead. I'll bring it back in this episode. Our first ever live episode, by the way. How excited are you about that?
I'm very excited. How about you?
I'm so pumped. And then, without thinking about anything, totally unrelated, my wife walks into the lounge and goes, you have to be kidding me. And I was like, oh, no. What has she found? She's like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, why? And she went, I cook roast duck every Christmas for this family, and you didn't even have it in your top four.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh,
no. Oh, no.
At that point, I just wish I'd have forgotten a birthday or something instead. It would have been so less painful.
Is it quite a, like, labour-intensive roast to prepare or not?
Oh, massive. It takes the entire day.
Oh, because
she cooks too.
Is this like your Thanksgiving?
It's kind of our version of it. We tried to duckin', and that was just no.
No.
Anyone that wants to stuff a bird inside a bird inside a bird, I don't know what that's all about. I don't even know how that was even discovered, but that's another matter.
I do have to ask Madam for that.
Yes. We also had Nathan McIntosh, who said that he was eating vegetarian haggis.
Vegetarian haggis.
It's a Scottish thing.
But wait, what's the casing in a vegetarian haggis?
I think it's a pig's bladder or something.
No, but if it's vegetarian, it can't be.
Oh, yeah.
What do you? I don't actually understand how that works.
Oh no, we
do
might
you
have to look
just steam
that
a bunch
up.
Of vegetables?
Maybe he may give us some more comment. But my favourite comment was Matthew Henwood, Matthew Tonkin Henwood, mm-hmm. and this is where the vegetarian thing. So I wrongly just announced.
Sorry,
him as
the
a
vegetarian
vegan,
haggis.
Vegetarian. No, that's something else.
Okay, so we're going to move been a lot on of from vegetarian.
The there is.
I
mean, the vegetarians have just come and stormed into the roast ranking and just like, nah, we're taking this over. I'd say that if they're done really well, I would like acknowledgement to the humble potato.
The humble potato.
Ah, but other vegan veggies, that's where I got vegan mixed up, can be good with less effort. I know nobody asked me, so this might be an invite for a different kind of roast.
To be, I actually think roast coomer over roast potato for me, but...
The funniest one was also there were two other comments. One was from Rhys Palmer, who turned round and said, I can't believe that you've got pork in fourth. What a bunch of heathens.
I don't like pork. I'm sorry. It's so flavourless.
And then Matthew Alexander also came in and went, I can't believe you've put chicken above pork, which is technically bacon.
Like, it's just, there's no flavour in a pork roast.
But bacon.
It's all about the applesauce.
But bacon. Bacon becomes
I'm sorry, when did bacon become a pork roast? Crackling, I can't get behind that stuff. Just looks nasty to me.
So here we go. I'm going to give you the current position
okay,
in the
position,
roast rankings.
Yeah.
So at the moment in last place,
is
they both have 8% of the vote. There is other, which is haggis and potato boy, and duck, much to my absolute like wife's
I don't know what you're
going to
do at Christmas now, but yeah.
I'm not even going home after the show.
No, then
what surprised me, lamb.
Lamb.
At 12%.
Lamb is a very controversial meat. People don't like the smell of it.
No. And is it got that coriander thing going on?
Sorry, why are you putting coriander on your roast lamb? Do you mean rosemary?
I'm just talking coriander as a thing. You said that there's people who hate stuff. Like, coriander is another one of those that just...
Oh, okay. I thought you mean you were because I was like, I put rosemary on my roast lamb. I don't mess with coriander,
I put mint sauce.
Yeah, well, yeah. What are you...
Contention. Rosemary versus mint sauce. So that's fourth.
Wait, do you cook the lamb with the mint sauce?
No.
Well, you... Well,
no, let's move on. Then we've got pork. So Rhys Palmer's not going to be happy about that. That's third with 20% of the vote. Currently in second place with 24% of the vote. Chicken came from nowhere.
Chicken, well, it is a taste. It makes a tasty gravy, is what I think.
And in typical British fashion, in the lead at the moment with 28%. Beef.
Moo.
And that will please the New Zealand farmers as well.
Yes, I actually really wish there was a team that had a cow, because I just think, like, if the whole stadium was going, beef, it would sound, like, really good. If you had 70,000 people going, beef, or like, moo. Like, it would be a fantastic team name. Okay, that's
so. I don't think we're done with the roast rankings. I don't think
we're done with ranking things in general. Apparently, no. Very contentious debates for us. So here today.
Well, seeing what this one has done, and then when we get onto one of the teams later, you wait. I've got someone else coming for you. And when we get onto the teams, when we get onto
I'm
the
so
NFC
excited.
West. So that's where the roast rankings are at, and I've got a feeling we are not done with roast rankings. I think next week we'll revisit where the voting is at.
Well, actually, my sister came in with the roast sandwich rankings, which mine would be different to what I have as my roast ranking.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have a roast duck sandwich.
Well, that's just a Peking duck pancake. That may take up top bill, actually. We're concluding stuff like that. That will be very high.
I've got to be honest, on the way in, and then we're going to quit food.
Are we?
We're going to quit food.
I'm not going to quit food in my life, but we can in this conversation.
We're going to quit food. On the way in, I hadn't had dinner because of the
did
time.
Did you get Peking duck pancakes?
No,
and
I didn't.
Not
I, went
them
to,
for me? Okay.
I went to McDonald's to get a wrap. Not a burger, a wrap. I tried to stay healthy. I got a wrap.
Sorry. I didn't even know they had wraps.
And chips. But I got wraps. And this wrap was weird because I don't know why, but I opened it and the lettuce and the tomato was on the outside.
Did you get a lettuce wrap or no?
No, I got a chicken wrap.
Someone just didn't follow the instructions then.
I don't know why the tomato was objectifying to being on the inside of the wrap, but it was, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't want to be there, Darren.
Thank you. And we are going to move on with some sport.
get Western Sport and probably the biggest news of the week, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I suppose we've got to mention him, haven't we? Because he doesn't get a lot of airtime, poor thing.
No.
Signing a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, actually reasonable. It comes in at under $20 million, so I think a fine rate for a one-year quarterback. I still don't know what your solution is at quarterback for the Steelers, but they have one now, so...
Well, they've got one at least for this season. What is interesting is, in watching some of the American chats, is that even with Rodgers, people are still ranking him in the bottom 10 teams in the NFL.
I think that's valid, because you haven't seen what Rodgers could be in the Steelers' offense. So that's kind of where that's at. Until the preseason comes, then I think you kind of look at the rankings.
The Rodgers rankings.
No, the Rodgers. Do you want to rank your favourite Rodgers now? The only ones I can think of, though, are like Richard Rodgers, which wouldn't be very high, but his like Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers was quite cool. And that's it. What about you?
I would say Buck Rodgers in Buck the 25th Rogers. Century. It's a sci-fi TV program from way back in the 80s.
Have you heard of Duck Dodgers? Daffy Duck? Because that was my childhood.
Back. Bringing it back.
That was my childhood.
Ginger Rodgers.
I don't know who that is.
Fred Astaire?
No. You're staring at me like
oh
I should
God.
Know.
Next week I'm going to bring my top five dancers from the 1930s.
Yes, because yes. I look like someone who knows about 1930s.
You look like someone that should know about the 1930s.
I have no idea how to take that, but okay.
So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers signing. I don't know. I don't think he's an upgrade on Fields and Wilson, but... They really got themselves, boxed themselves into a corner, and they got nowhere else to go.
It was Kirk Cousins was the only other option, and that was a way more expensive option.
Yeah, because they got to buy him out of that Atlanta contract.
Yeah.
So that is what it's going to be. If nothing else, that division is going to be fun to watch, because what is going on in Baltimore again?
I don't know. It's a contract situation that seems to have arisen. He's now the eighth highest paid quarterback in the league, so I do think he wants a bump up, and I do think financially it makes sense when you pay and extend people out further like they did with Rashad Bateman recently, and it makes fiscal sense if you want to go all businessy on it. But in terms of the making it a sour situation again, I don't know why we're doing that.
No, it's just becoming a bitter place, and then they kissed and made up again. My question is, and I know this is really contentious, because he's been, what, three times MVP, something like that? This is a guy that can't get past the first round of the playoffs.
He got to the AFC Championship.
Once.
I'm just saying, like you were saying, he can't, and he did once.
But
and last year he got back.
One.
No, because last year he wasn't in the championship game. He got knocked out the week before.
That's what I mean.
So he got past the first round.
So how many? But that's it. He is the first round is pretty much his limit. I don't know what it is. He gets into the playoffs, and it's not the same guy.
Last year, I don't know if it was on him, though. It seemed to just be almost, you know, when you're just like, the whole team felt this anxiety of, oh, no, we're here, we must perform, and then they didn't.
But if you want $300 million over 5 years or 6 years or whatever he's going to want, you've got to produce. I mean, whether it's on you or not, you're the guy that's taking up a big percentage of that salary cap.
Yeah. I still think he is in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, though.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. It pains me, but I wouldn't doubt that.
I'm glad that you wouldn't doubt that.
That's fine.
Would you doubt our NFC West facts, though?
I would not doubt them at all. I would not doubt them. Before we move on, can I just mention one thing that I would like some of our sort of listeners to check out? And
sure.
That is the recently released footage, and we can have a chat about this as well.
Oh, this is what you messaged me.
That's right, yeah. About
last night.
If you go onto YouTube or any good video streaming service and check out the Panthers trade night video, there's an amazing video where it is actually what's going on live in the Panthers trade room.
And they're breaking down
the Panthers draft room. And they're getting the phone call from the Rams.
Yes, and they're breaking down kind of the different like things they have to consider, the finances, the trade, what this will mean for the repercussions of the team. It is very fascinating. It was fascinating watching 11:30 when you messaged me.
Do you know what was fascinating? That it went down to 5 seconds. Because if the Panthers don't make that pick, you're gone.
The Rams did it later in the round, though, didn't they? When they traded out, they went down to the end.
But like when you're trying to discuss, does this work? Does this work? Does this work? And you're... The other thing was how calm everybody was.
Well, I don't think you have time to freak out.
Well, if I'm looking at the clock and I'm just about to lose the eighth overall pick,
yes,
you better lock it in pretty quick, because one team has done that before, right?
Oh, yeah, the Vikings.
Vikings missed the clock and they missed the pick, right? But it is fascinating. I think the other thing that was fascinating, and I think Pat McAfee called this out, is everybody talks about David Tepper being over-controlling, fingers in everything.
Yes, and he was just set at the back.
He actually did not.
He was on the table.
He did not get in anyone's way. He let them do their jobs, which is remarkable for a guy who apparently...
Is overbearing.
So if not, we will, if I remember, I will put that in the sort of show notes. People should check that out because it gives you an amazing insight to what goes on.
I like how you say I'll put it in the show notes. You mean I should put it in the show notes?
When I say I, it's Royal I.
It's Royal I. I will make a note to put it in the show notes.
And then the very, very, very last thing before we move on to the NFC breaking news. Nick Chubb, do you want to break the news?
Nick Chubb signing with the Texans, most likely. It appears if he passes physicals and decides to.
Which is amazing because... the stories I was reading all the way, he was heading to the Titans. And so a shift to the... I mean, the Texans are a better team now.
Yes.
Although they did have a drop-off last year. Titans are building summit, new quarterback. We will see whether that... I can't see them offering more than 1-2 years, tops.
It will probably be a one-year contract. He's 31, so...
Yeah, and coming off a horrific injury.
Oh, yeah, no, that... it was really disgusting that they had to show it on the broadcast.
Yeah. Actually, we can't move on to the NFC West, yeah.
Okay, and why is that? Do you have another hot take roast ranking?
Hot take? No, not a roast ranking. It is a quarterback who seems to cannot get on the field for more than 3 games at a time. Anthony Richardson of the Colts. Injured again.
Yes.
Not tired this time, injured.
It's the same shoulder injury that he had a couple of years back, so it looks like it's going to be a career-long thing for him.
The third overall pick.
Throwing shoulder.
That's right.
It's a problem, and it's unfortunate that injury ever happened to him.
And 15 and college starts or something and cannot. It was always a massive... I mean, the Colts, God love them, had to suffer the Jim Irsay death not so long ago,
no,
which was terrible. And now, quarterback, they've got Daniel Jones...
Yes.
I told you, I think I told you a couple of episodes ago.
Yes, that you would pick Daniel Jones
over
Anthony
Richardson. Would start. And I just have no confidence that Richardson's ever going to make it.
The other situation, Cousins to the Colts?
Potentially.
That would be quite interesting.
It would, because they haven't got many other options left.
And they seem to like picking old white quarterbacks from other teams. Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan. Should we keep going on their weird list of continuing
That's
situations?
Right.
Yep.
So we will watch that with a lot of interest. And no doubt the Colts will be another discussion point. But now, if you are a fan of the NFC West or you are looking for a team, then this is the section for you. DT, take it away.
Okay. Well, I firstly want to discuss the fact that the NFC West as a division has appeared in 11 Super Bowls since 2000, which is insane. Like, it's genuinely, that is an impressive division to have to play in.
That is. That's a lot of Super Bowls for one division. Mainly by one or two teams have pretty much driven that. I don't know, three of them.
No, three.
Three of them.
The main team that seems to be suffering is the Arizona Cardinals, which, interestingly, are the oldest team in the NFL.
They are indeed. I was amazed by that fact. 1898, founded as the Morgan Athletic Club in Chicago.
Yes, and they entered the league in 1920.
They did, as the Chicago Cardinals.
Yes.
They have moved to St. Louis, which seems to be a popular landing place for teams.
And the NFC West especially.
And Phoenix. Two NFL championships in 1925-1947, but have never won the big one.
No, then they have appeared in one Super Bowl in 2008 versus the Steelers, and it was a very heartbreaking loss if you were Cardinals.
Yes, we're going to talk about a few heartbreaking losses in this section. I think the nickname is a result of a shipment of faded red shirts from the University of Chicago.
Yes, interestingly, not named after the bird, even though the bird is their mascot, and they are known as the Bird Gang.
Their home ground is the State Farm Stadium in Glendale and hosts the Fiesta Bowl.
I didn't know it hosted the Fiesta Bowl. Do you know, it's State Farm, I just think of, I have to insert before, Jake from State Farm. Like, all the time. And then I'm like, oh, it makes sense that they have, like, a red team, because it's State Farm, which is the red insurance company. Which,
funny that State Farm do loads of TV adverts with no Arizona Cardinals in the advert.
No, I don't actually know. I guess you'd pick Kyler Murray to put in.
That'd be it, right?
Yeah.
Capacity of their stadium is 63,400, quite low. Expandable to 72,000 and for standing, 78,600.
Yes, they are the team with the highest record attendance outside of America when they had a game in 2005 in Mexico City.
Wow. Michael Bidwell is the owner, Jonathan Gannon is the head coach, and Kyler Murray is the quarterback.
And should we look at any famous players?
We can do, yes. I did have a list. Larry Fitzgerald.
Hey, I really enjoyed how he played the game. That he wasn't really a trash talker, he just casually would hand off the ball. He'd do something spectacular on the field and just be like, yeah, business. It was a fun way to witness
the game. Yeah, he was great. One thing I don't know if you did pick up on this, they currently have the longest active championship drought streak at 77 seasons.
Oh, that's rough if you're a fan.
Ahead of the Cleveland Guardians, who have 76.
Oh, imagine that, 77 years.
I know. There's about five teams or four teams that have never won a Super Bowl, but that is a long way to go.
Yeah.
So that is the Arizona Cardinals. Do you want to move on to the LA Rams?
Los Angeles Rams, also a team from Chicago and St. Louis at one point.
Yes, they were in 1937, founded as the Cleveland Rams, moved to LA in 46, St. Louis in 95, and then back to LA in 2016.
Yeah, and they are home for SoFi Stadium, which if you fly into LAX, you can see quite clearly.
What was interesting, 70,000 is the capacity, which is expandable to 102,000.
Which will be good for the Olympics when SoFi Stadium is holding the swimming in there, which I assume they just put a giant pool.
Pool.
Yeah.
I think there's some water outside. Two Super Bowl titles in 99 and 2021.
And the 2021 game was against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a good game.
It was.
It was a really good game.
Heartbroken. I wanted Cincinnati to win.
Why?
The LSU connection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, heartbroken. Owned by Stan Kroenke, who is a major sports team owner. Owns Arsenal in the UK, owns the Denver Nuggets, the recent NBA champions, the Colorado Avalanche, recent Stanley Cup winners, the Colorado Rapids football team, and the Colorado Mammoth lacrosse team.
That is a lot of team ownership.
Yeah.
And all in Colorado. Does he live in Colorado or Los Angeles?
I think he's got a lot of connection there, and I'll give you a real big connection. He's married to Ann Walton Kroenke.
Am I meant to know who that is?
So the name Walton.
Yes.
She is the daughter of the founder of Walmart.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
And he has a huge connection, He's actually a land developer.
So he kind of, like, low-key also owns the Broncos, in a way, through marriage.
Yes. He's actually a land developer, and he actually does a lot of land deals for Walmart.
Oh.
So that's how you get incredibly rich. Sean McVay is the head coach, and Matthew Stafford is the quarterback.
Yes, they play in blue and gold, and I'd have to say they have some of my favourite helmets in the game.
Yes.
With the horns on the helmets, I quite like it.
Moving on, the Seattle Seahawks, the only team in history to have switched conferences twice.
Yes, AFC, and they won an AFC championship, didn't they?
Yes, I think they did, yes.
So they won AFC and NFC championship. They once registered an earthquake in their stadium with the Beastquake, which was Marshawn Lynch running the ball, and the stadium being so happy for all of the success of Marshawn Lynch that they caused an earthquake.
They've also had the loudest noise at a sporting event. I think it was about 138 decibels or something like that.
And that would be the 12s, as they refer to them, as the 12th man, because, as you can imagine, a loud environment would heavily put you off if you're a player on the field.
Exactly, and the Seahawks' name was chosen in a contest which had over 20,000 entries.
And the name is meant to relate back to the Native American tribes in the area, which also features on their logo.
They've been to three Super Bowls, winning one and losing two.
And they lost one of them in heartbreaking fashion.
Oh, on the line.
Interception on the gold line, should have run the ball, don't know why they didn't with Beast Mode.
Wasn't that the 1999 Rams win as well, when they won, when the guy tried to reach the ball over the line and just couldn't. That was heartbreaking. Here's a fun fact. Marshawn Lynch, because he has a fetish for Skittles, received a two-year supply of Skittles from not fetish.
Fetish is very strong word.
It is a strong word, isn't it? No. A like of Skittles. A love of Skittles.
Yeah.
He got a two-year supply from Mars with a personalised dispenser.
Because he used to keep it in his socks, didn't he, during the game?
Yes. Oh, God, why? Again, it probably makes Skittles taste nicer.
What are sock Skittles? I don't want sock Skittles after I've been for a run or anything, but sure.
Since Russell Wilson joined them, they have a 10-0 record against Super Bowl winning QBs.
That's impressive. I quite like their lime highlighter jerseys, the bright green ones. I quite enjoy seeing them. Yeah.
The owner is Paul Allen, the Microsoft co-founder. Head coach is Mike McDonald, and QB this year is Sam Darnold.
I know, that'll be an interesting one to watch.
Oh, this is what I had to get you quickly before we go into the 49ers. I know we're running out of time. Where is it, please?
I'll start talking about the 49ers.
You start talking about the 49ers.
49ers, also a Sam Darnold team at one point. He went there to resurrect his career. They play at Santa Clara Levi Stadium. They are red and gold. They named the 49ers after the gold prospectors. And, yeah, that's their link to the gold situation. Famously played at Candlestick, where they had most of their Super Bowl teams come from the 80s.
They did. And what I was looking for was actually in the 49ers. I'm so excited now I found it. I thought it was in Seattle. Their mascot is Sourdough Sam.
Sorry, is that... Yes, I knew that. Why are you saying this to me like this?
Because it now brings me back to food and the contention of bread.
Bread.
And I think we should have to roast. We should go on to bread. And I've...
Bread ranking?
Yeah, I've called it the loaf ladder.
The loaf ladder, okay. Loaf ladder.
Do you like white bread, brown bread, sourdough, focaccia, ciabatta, rye bread?
Oh, okay. French bread, number one. Focaccia, number two. Number three... I don't know, maybe sourdough. I can't actually think of other breads. But a good French stick is number one to me.
We're going to come back on the loaf ladder. First team to win 5 Super Bowls, and they've been the divisional champions 22 times.
Yeah, they're probably some of the most winningest team, really, in the NFL.
Their fans have one of the most boring names ever, the 49ers Faithful.
It's the Faithful, they yell it out.
It's boring.
Yeah, it is not a great fan name.
I don't know why I was so excited about Sourdough Sam. As soon as I found they had...
You were so excited. You were like, Sourdough Sam.
As soon as I found that they had a food-related mascot, I was all in. You wouldn't
and
believe...
And sandwich-related as well.
That's right. You wouldn't believe how long it took me to
come up. I don't like sourdough sandwiches. I hate. It's such difficult bread to chew through on the crust. It's not for me. That's my hot take. Don't put sandwiches in sourdough. It's so difficult to eat.
They are owned by Italian-Americans Morabito and De Bartolo families since the inception.
Mm. They are Tom Brady's childhood team, and they play in the Bay Area, which used to be a rival with the Oakland Raiders.
They have a massive amount of records. There's like, they have
Jerry
11
Rice.
11 records.
Oh, it's... Honestly, if you want a winning franchise, I would probably direct you towards the 49ers as an option.
Most playoff wins, 38. Most playoffs, 30. I don't know how I've written that out, but...
most receiving yards or Jerry
most,
Rice?
Yeah, most NFC championship games, 19. And there was 8 other records that I didn't even make a note of, but I've got them and I can put them in the show notes.
So I have to put them in the show notes, okay.
Yes.
That will be fun. So that would be the NFC West, if you want to be a fan of any of the teams.
Oh, do you mind if I give you a couple more facts on the 49ers quickly?
Did you just only study the 49ers, Darren?
No, but they are another team that own other teams. So they own Leeds United in the UK, who have now become another Premiership team, and they own 51% of Glasgow Rangers.
What are the Glasgow Rangers? Is it soccer?
Soccer, yeah, again. Carl Shanahan's the head coach.
You looked at me so ugly when I made you say soccer.
I hate that word.
But I'm sorry, it's confusing. We're on a football show and you're saying football in the other sense.
Carl Shanahan's the head coach, son of Mike Shanahan, and Brock Purdy is a quarterback.
And that would be...
The NFC West.
Yes.
So that That was action-packed. That just went so quick.
I know. It'll be fun next week, though, when you tune in Monday night.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, if you ever want to find anything more about us, you've got this show live every Monday night from 7 p.m. You've got our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and check out our YouTube channel, because that's where we put all of our additional content, such as sandwich ratings, etc., etc.
Otherwise, I've been DT.
I've been Darren Lees. It's been a pleasure having you on board, and we look forward to seeing you or speaking to you again next Monday at 7 p.m.
You can make radio.